every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown.
Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lovetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
I'm doing good with the weather change. You know, things are switching up a little bit. We've had some rough weeks, but I did understand that the weather affected the COVID vaccines. How was that handled?
Well, you know what, Lovetta? We had weather across the nation, and the national storm happened.
Yeah.
It affected delivery of our vaccinations. We had quite a few individuals who had signed up for the vaccination. However, because of the weather, the delivery did not happen on time, and every day that we were not having the vaccinations come, we would have to push back individuals. If you were scheduled for today, we would push you back till tomorrow, or
okay.
If tomorrow, we'd push you back to Monday. So we just recently, this week, we had them come in early one day this week, and we did about 600 people in one day, and that's
wow.
Probably three times the number that we typically would do. But we knew how important it was, because many of those individuals were their first shot, but some of them, it was their second shot, and that was even a little more critical for us to make sure that these individuals are getting their vaccination. So I'm proud to say that we got through it. We're still moving forward. We're still taking individuals. And Lovetta, one of the things that I really want to commend everyone for to say is that we actually are seeing our minority numbers go up.
Good.
We're seeing it 3 or 4% weekly, bi-weekly, and that's important to me, you know, because we want to make sure all those who want it are able to get the doses. And from what we're hearing from the federal level and the state level, that we may see more production. And when we see more production, that means individuals will, everyone who wants to get one can get one. So the age groups are dropping, but not yet. I think the governor's going to stick with 65 plus for mm-hmm. some time, and then he's going to go down to 60, and then he said 55, and then he didn't say 50 yet. But then, you know, I'm wondering how long before he gets down to the 40s. So.
Right.
And that's when I'll be standing in line ready for my vaccine.
Right. You and me both, because I'm ready to get back outside and go play.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, so what else do you have planned out, or what else is going on your agenda?
You know, what the other thing is that I've been really focused on working with the youth this year because of their not being in school. We've been doing a lot of Black History Month
mm-hmm.
Celebrations and virtuals, and we've been able to share with them Black history, what Black history really means to us, and, you know, just giving them a sense of their history. We're finding that, you know, a lot of young men and women don't necessarily know Black history other than in February. So there's an effort to make sure that we are teaching our young men and women Black history all year around. And not just Black students, but white students as well. Because
right.
I think there needs to be a translation between the both genders, generations, but also cultures.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a good thing to do, because it's good. I hate to say it, but as an African-American student in a public school system, I learned a lot about everybody else's history, but not a lot about my own. And I feel like the more we share our cultures with each other, the better it is for the next generation.
Yeah, I think, Loretta, one of the things that we really need to make sure that we are embracing is that if everyone understands the Black experience or the Black history, then there may be a lot more empathy about why, you know, we would feel a certain way about certain situations that come in front of us. So I think that's going to be a big piece that we should continue to advocate for, and to make sure that it's not just February that we hear this, that we need to hear it all throughout the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, do you have any parting words for the citizens of Youngstown before I let you go?
Well, Lovetta, I know that this will be my last Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown, and I just want to tell everyone, just because of the election coming up, but I want to tell everybody, just be safe, be kind. Most often, just be yourself. Tune in to hear you, even though I won't be on Thursdays. But I love and appreciate everyone, and I will be back to do Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown soon.
Absolutely. Got to make sure that we let them know this is a pause, but you'll be right back after these messages, and that's all right. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for being on with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Loretta, thanks for having me.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown, and be sure to join us in our next episode.